cognizant shot. It doesn't exist. They sometimes have problems look like it. It ends up being a makkah. And that doesn't, which is supposed the makkah is opened every time there's a tashish. But to have actually this case where the tashish itself will bring on down, which is supposed to get divorced, right? How do you stay married in that kind of situation? This is a rare occurrence. Maybe this is. Go or figure out about it. They have a few cases brought to them sometimes. Friend counted the shot. Doesn't exist. They sometimes have problems look like it. It ends up being a makkah. And that doesn't, which is supposed the makkah is opened every time there's a tashish. But to have actually this case where the tashish itself will bring on down, which is supposed to get divorced, right? How do you stay married in that kind of situation? This is a rare occurrence. Maybe this is. Go or figure out about it. They have a few cases brought to them sometimes. There was one Tashah I knew about where a woman had a medical problem because I think it was a result of one of those drugs they took, what's it called, 20 years ago? 30 years ago. No. What's this? The Russian Tava. What is it called? BES? What's that Russian Tava does that? And they were suing the companies for it. One of the results of that thing was that the lining, the uterine lining, came down. And if the uterine lining came down, and if that lining is in effect, what happens to the mucker is the mucker comes out. So what we would ordinarily call damen atzadin, that's done, that is the mucker. That's a serious problem of damakos, raw damakos tashmish. That's a serious problem. That problem I know about. I'm not sure how to resolve it, but that problem I was once told about. Right? The postman, I'm sorry? Medically. Medicine against talking. Terrible, it is. But it's suing them for millions of dollars. But what you can do about it, I don't know. There's some kind of medical, the medicine should do something medical about it. Whether it's a surgery or something, I don't know exactly. I'm not an expert in the details of this syndrome, but it's a very serious problem. There's other ramifications to the, you know, the kind of children and undo with halacha. Some problems this problem here is caused. Okay, so what does it say in the Gemara anyway? So we're not going to go into the details, but this is not Lamaise the Mamish. So why do we learn this Gemara? Because this is the only source in Shas which discusses the details of Tliya B'Makkah. And as a matter of fact, the halachas of Makkah are not found in a separate siman of Shulchan Aruch. As you saw, they're stuck right in the middle of the siman by Rav Nachman Tashma, which we started picking up in the middle, a couple of sifim where we're going to learn these din. Tana Rabbanan. Harod Nachman Tashma, Mishameshes, Parvishon, Shnir, Shlish, Mikam, Elochot, Shamish. As it is garish between us and the Yacher, never. This is the Yacher. The Rosh Adam Machmas Tashmish, which I mentioned from Mishon and Shliya Shlishis, which can't better for the Shamish, as it is garish between us and the Yacher. This is the Yacher. The Rosh Adam Machmas Tashmish, which I mentioned from Mishon and Shliya Shlishis, which can't better for the Shamish, as it is Tivdo. Now she has to first do a B'dik. The puzzle discussed by Rishis, he do a B'dik earlier. Why wait so long and have all these garish and so do the B'dik right away the first time? So not like just the details, I don't want to go into these problems now. What is Bidika? I referred to it yesterday a little bit. Keta. For Keta Bodeka says, Atman Leviya Shoferet, the Masocha Mitko Lomo, Munach Arosha. And in Sadam Arosh, Amok, Yadua Shemin Amok Uba. And in Sadam Arosh, Arosh of Yadua, Shemin Atzadam Uba. Right? Like we mentioned a little bit at the end of the show yesterday, just partially figure out where it's coming from. Any which way you can. If you had a doctor, and the doctor today had all kinds of instruments, and he can do a Bidika without this kind of Bidika, it's also good. Whatever Bidika means, you can go to a doctor, often there are times when you have to go to a doctor. So I mentioned to me the first I mentioned yesterday, the case where there was a woman who had the question of seeing dam and then the kisei, why don't you go to a doctor? The answer is you can't go to a doctor. But the problem is it doesn't always help. Because that area of the goof, they're very often it's very quick healing. There has to be very quick healing. By the time you go to the doctor the next day, it could have healed already. If you look for a mark, I'm sorry, lady, there's no mark here. So it's every case is different. Let's go now, here come the key few lines related to our shilas. The yemyesh la maka v'osa makom tolu b'makom. She has a maka, she attributes it down to her maka. What do you mean shoot down to the ground? As far as what's concerned. Here's already the first and major question. As far as what's concerned, our Brice is discussing what? Whether she's the category of Roma Tashmish, to ask her to husband for good. But the unanswered question is, told her Makasa and she's now moved Teres, or she has to go to the mikvah, when she's in the Kiyin. Doesn't say Beferish in the Gemara. Correct? Doesn't say Beferish. We know that a Makkah, we know for a fact that if we know 100% that the Davis from the Makkah, not Menah Makkah, then she's moved Teres. That we know. Not Makkah, we know it's Mutter. But the question is about Pliyas. She has a Makkah, when you told her the Makkah. In Yeshla Vestas, told her the Vesta. She has a period, and now is the wrong time of the month for her, so she can be told her. Excuse me, cut it back. In Yeshla Vestas, and now she has Bia Bishas Vesta, told her the Vesta. This is a period. Not a Rodan Akhatash. I had to be in the first place, she did a Bavera, whatever, she made a mistake. The Mahoya Dam Makosa, Meshulim, Midam Riyosa, ain't a toast. How can you attribute the Dam to Dam Makkah if the Dam Makkah looks different than the Dam Nidin? And the Dam looks like the Dam Nidin. When a man has Isha Loma Makkah Yeshi be Mokor, she should be man as Dam Yosef. How do you know she's a Makkah? She can say, even in the Mokor, not only she can say Dam and Makkah but that's Dutch. She can even say I have a Makkah in the Mokor. How can she say this? It's sort of a little, that's quite a statement. How do you know that? They have a Dam Makkah but Dutch. You can understand very easily how she can say it. How? She checks herself at one particular side of the sudden, it's a hurt, and she sees down there. She can basically say that she knows fairly surely that there's a makkah there. But if the makkah, I said all the way in, how's she going to know that there's a makkah there? But she knows. She knows. This is very evident. I'm shimming on Leal Omer, Dam Makkah, Bom, and Amokkah, Tomek. Not that she said, but the Dam is Tomek. Now we're not learning Taurus over here. We really stop right over here. But as you'll see later, it's still there, our most sex faker, Taurus may play a role in Ilchus Nida as well. When I say Nida, I mean Benish Lishto. It's important to know some of these concepts. Dam Makkah, Bom, and Amokor is Tomek. That's Rosh Vakta. Rabbi Hussein, the way you do all Dam Makkah, Bom, and Amokor, Shu Tor. The Makkah is, because the Dam is Tor. May Benayu, Omar Ula, Mokor, Mekomo, Tomek, Ika Benayu. End of the sugya. What does that mean? If you have dam, which is a dam makor, it's not kamen amokor, but it touched the makor, so we say that the makor, the makor is metame the dam, not a Hashem Shabbat the way the Rashi learned, or not. Dam, which is not dam nida. But the Dam Mako, earlier in the Mishnah, there are other examples of Dam, which is not Dam Nida, which comes from the Makor, but the major question in the Halakha is the Dam Tor or the Dam Tomei. Again, it would seem to be totally irrelevant to Mishnah Azeli, I don't know some of the Tar, but we shall see soon that it might be relevant to passing even our Shilas in Benish Lish. Okay, that's the Gemara. So in this Gemara, there are a tremendous number of comments of the Rishonim and Achronim. Unfortunately, the Rishonim and Achronim are not visible to you directly. One of the primary things is the Mordechai. But the Mordechai is a Masechta Shavuot. The Rif for Ilchus Nida, there's no Rif for Masechta Nida. The Rif found the Pesach Gemara and Shavuot tucked away in the second paragraph of Shavuot, and they'll see he found a peg on which to hang the Ilchus Nida there, in the middle of Masechta Shavuot. So for that reason, the Rif and the and some Balamos and Ambans, and the Mordechai is all in the Sefer Shavuot. So you learn the Sefer Nida, you lose out, you don't have it yet. So that's one. Then the Rashba. The Rashba also don't have either. So therefore I started in this sugya, the best way to see the primary sources through the secondary sources. That's why I asked you originally, in the original Ma'am is look at the Bir Halacha. We quote, you know, verbatim. The other way, not afraid of spending paper and ink and quote the whole Mordechai with the whole Rashba, with everybody. So those who saw that, so Gavalt saw the whole thing verbatim. Then I realized that there aren't enough to go around. So I made a new series of Ma'amakomas, Bari Ashulchan, which everybody has almost. But there, he doesn't quote so much. He writes them more on the style of Mishnah Berurah. He's more like a Mishnah Berurah, think about it. It's a different name. So he quotes his synopsis. You know, he quotes, he gives the, you know, his own language. So, in learning the Shia now, I have both of them in front of me. So I guess, since everyone has a Bari Ashulchan, we should learn there.
when we have a case to look at the exact lashon, we shall do so. Okay, so let's go to the updated Ma'amar Kanz. Yes, sir.
So why did it say and learn the transgressor?
Why? Rashi may learn the way you're saying. She sees not Matashmish the first of the month, or the when it rains outside. She not Matashmish if it doesn't rain. Okay. So the Kuf Pei Zayin, which is a simon of which concerns these inyanim, you have to start from Sif Hei. Okay, at the page Mem Zayin in the Dapi HaSefer. Im Yesh Maka, but also Mokom Tolin Bidam HaKotah. It's a Gemara. Bidam HaKotah, Meshuna Bidam HaYosah, Einan Tolin Bidam HaKotah. That's, again, a Gemara. So these are Beferish and Gemaras over here. Then the Ramah starts talking about Vest, etc., etc. So the Baal HaShulchan has a very nice introduction here. It's called an Ayin Ketz. It's the first thing you have to see. Okay, it's a brief introduction, much briefer than the Bir Halacha. Of course, everything verbatim, but it will suffice, I hope. It's called an Ayin Ketz. What? It won't suffice. It wasn't around Ramah? Don't tell me. It wasn't? I thought so. Okay, yeah, let's have one version. Okay, here it says, I am Ches. Okay. If you didn't see it, we'll see it now. Don't worry about it. We'll see it. We're going to read it together inside. No, don't worry, we'll see it now. Today, Lahavin, Divi Ramah, Khan, Akhtim, Akhtama, Ketor. Who? To the Gemara, Mavua, Shaishi, Yachol, Lidlof, Hadam, Shiro, Mamaka, Shiesh, Tabagufa. Omna, Lonisbor, the Gemara, Beza, Maka, Askina. The Yesh, Tobrim, who's this talking about? Who's the Yesh, Tobrim? The same for Trumas and the Mordechai and the Gos 5 minutes. She ain't a tola el mamaka she odas bo she motzi odas. Pirish. Lo she odas she show says dam in amaka akshav she ro adam. That's then it's obvious. Ela she odas she maka she lo he maka she taka lo ti dam. She went to the doctor told her you have X. And the X, the doctor said, this X very frequently is known to be motzi dam. Avo. She knows she has a wound, but she's not sure if this wound is mostly dam or not. Ain't a toll of them. This is what the Mordechai says. The Yesh Tov. This is the Rashba, as understood by many poskim. Look at the bottom of the machlokes where the Rashba meant. She af and maka kazu, which is any other she mostly dam. Yechol or litlo. Bracket. Has to have some dam. The da'at the Ramah la'chriya b'zeh. The Ramah made a pshara. She'be'isha she'yesh leves is kovua. She's a regular time period and there are times of the month when she never sees dam. So then shalom b'shas vesta tolo. Af v'maka she'ein yoda she'moti yodam. Because it's the wrong time of the month, totally. Ava Isha she'ein la vesis kavua she'alula liros dam nidus b'choleis eina tola v'mako elam kein yodas she'amaka motzi adam. It's a pshara, it's a compromise, it's a tzira mashitis. It's a tzira mashitis which the Ramah thought of on his own. Bahani mili kshemar geshes v'yodas v'beirur sh'adam zov mehamokar. Could go kshemar geshes v'yodas v'alach v'pora or kshemar geshes v'psichas p'yamokar. Avo, im sopek etzlem adam bo mehamokar o menat z'dodim tolo af v'maka she'ein yodas sh'motzi yodas v'af v'ein lo v'eses kavu. Even if it's both, how should we say, both coolers, both small people are not present. V'hu, mitam spek sveka, u'kamoshi is born. This is a summation of the Ramah. Okay? Old cause of the Ramah, The Isha Shiesh Lo Vetzes Kavua V'Ros Adam B'Yom Vesta V'Chein Isha She'en Lo Vetzes Kavua V'Ros Adam B'Yom Ona Beinu Nishalot. That means every month. If you don't have a Vesta, every month is assumed to be the average period. Ein an tolok af makash yer tu shva ti adam elav ke adas be beru sha makash shos is dam aksha be sha dos u khmosh in bar tam la alon de nova aksha de voyer dinim elo de frateh don't allow an akdam it but now this is a general introduction to the Rambam. If you have any questions, ask. It's a little complicated. The kasha or shala, ask me now before we read the Rambam. Huh? Stop eggs are rice of the Humra. Well, first of all, we spoke about earlier that we may not apply the rule of fake of the rice of the Humra. The Dan Velo Kessler sort of rule. Right. Second of all, it is no Hargosha. Dan Velo Kessler is in the right. Second of all, there's no Hargosha, then again talk about Hamadri Rabbana. Right. Third of all, certain clears might even work to for the Raisa. You know, the shadow of the Raisa, but we follow Rove in the Raisa. We need meat based on Rove, so I mean... The Rabbana is talking Allah Kulamayim. She's not telling any theoretic thing. I wasn't going to say the Pesach. He says it's Mutter, he means it's Mutter Mamash. It doesn't mean that the Raisa is Mutter Rabbana is up. Where does something look right? What's right exactly? Here's what it says.
You mean by Yom Ona Benini?
That means the average. It's a woman has no regular period, so after 30 days, you assume that that's the average. We'll get to that later.
All right.
So those days are row. Just told them a row. Okay. Now, let's go slow. This is the introduction. Let's see the Rambam itself. The call then, the Isha Shiesh Lavesis Kavua. Oz Yechol Nitzal Shlom Bashat Vesta Bimakosa Apa Pi She'ein Yodas Vivadai Shemakosa Otsia Dak. That's the Rambam's Pshara. The Chain in Ein Lavesis Kavua. Right? There's no Vesis Kavua. And we're talking about Ein Yadua Mivad Hashem Otsia Adam, who's suffering, who bought Dabba Min HaMokor Om Min HaTzadim Halidim B'makam Mikor Spek Suffering Min HaTzadim Om Min HaMokor Vim Tim Talor Min HaMokor Shem Om Min HaMokor Avo Im Yadua Shabba Min HaMokor Avo Pi Shiesh Lamakor B'Mokor Ein Atol B'Mokor Im Ein Lavesis Kavua Elam Kei Yodas Vadai Shemakosim Otsia Da. Then you can be told. Well, we call Makom, even in that case. Bishas Vesta, we lamed yom, lamed yom. Ain't a tolub in Makosa, dim lo came, lo to Tama vid liola. A free ride. That's impossible. Uksamim, tolub in Makolin. The Kesem, you can be more maker than all these maps. This is the Ramah. You read very quickly, huh? But it's complicated. Yes, Bob.
Come
again?
I'm
not sure what you just said. I can't use it. You
said sake of the Ramah, by even aim of that Kavua, so then that's Mashma that's only if you don't know. And if you use the sex sake to say, well, she doesn't know if she had a Mashma. Because the sex sake was...
Oh, stop right there. First of all, correct that. We're told when she knows she has a maka. If she has not known she has a maka at all, we're not discussing here. She has a maka for sure, we're just not sure if it's mostly dam. No, if she has a maka at all, then there's no sad lahakal.
So what's the avol when you're doing shabbat? Well, I'll tell you, so when you don't have the sex tape, but it's mashma, avol when you're doing shabbat, I'm a maka, appreciation maka, intel maka, and can you adapt, so what would be for the avol? When the sex only was with the Makkah, but she wasn't sure if the Makkah was down.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's the end. She sees Rishon Shabbat, she's a sur, otherwise lot of time ala ol. That's the end. Right, you know for sure. She knows that she knows for a fact. She knows for a fact that Makosta Matsya Da. That's what Rama said in the parish. Ellen Kane, right? Oh. If she one second. Oh, that you're right. That's okay. Hold on. That the Bali Ashulchan says that. That's in Sukkotan Kuf Tet. He talks about that, that problem. It's a long parish of the Yoruba about it. That's not enough for that yet. Before we go any further, there's one major question we have to speak about. And that is, do we have any business learning this whole sit. Maybe we should just close it up. Anyone know what I'm driving at? Anyone figure out what I'm talking about? Sorry? Not before the rope, but I haven't got to the rope for you. The question is, what's happening over here? What's the Rama talking about? Don't forget, you're never allowed to lose sight of the context of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. What are we speaking about here? We're discussing the Shaila of what? Of Rada Nachman Tashmish. Okay? Comes along, take a look here, if you want to see it summarized, in the Biurim, Pei Gimel. Okay? We've cut in Pei Gimel. It's on the original Ramakas. I mean, Bari HaShulchan, rather. Pei Gimel. And Pei Mentes. Oz Yechol and Litlos Mechulei. All these cases you can be making in the case of what? Yesh Lebetis Kavua, even though it's not Yidu Shemot Yidah. Nechlatu HaPoskim Ha'avon HaTzivei HaRamah B'zeh. Sheyesh Ormim Shelo Hekel HaRamah B'mako She'ein Yidu Shemot Yidam. Shedas Arama Lahokel Af Leinyan Shimon Akiv. There seems to be no question the second shot is correct. If you look at the body, he explains that the Rav Rura from Arama earlier, the Rama seems to clearly be Mekel, even as far as being Matar, she shouldn't require Shimon Akiv in the mix. But then he says, Bechol Zelinyan Teresh Divi Arama. Define what the Rama says. Aval Ladina Das Rova Chronim Lahakvil Atricha Shiv in Akiv Ben Mekilim El Ladiro Machon Tashla Also El Bala Lovis. They don't care what the Rambam is. They don't mean Machon anyway. Who are these Rova Poskim? Big people. Very big people. Shach, Betara, another Behuda, Semal Selek, a Bikivege, but old Poskim. Wow. He didn't even tell you who the other ones are. He didn't even tell you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The brackets, though, he just gives you a break. He says, "The nisha she'ani yachol l'tar with the bylaws that yomim rabim nisha toseras tamis tviyot and nakiim." I am shemana for grad. Yesh lahakol little tzunaka hechad yesh ol tzadon lahakol. Yesh lo lahoti isha mi bylaw. Kol kosher shem kama chiluk edina b'zeh. Lachen nas ma'aser b'zeh ki ma'afi arad tov. The serious shayla. For this reason, whenever I have shilas like this, referring to the kind of questions, I do one thing immediately. Write to the doctor. Why to the doctor? I don't want to rely on the Rambam over here. I want to know that the Makkah is a kind of a Makkah, a Smotzi Dam. Right? They're fighting over here about a Makkah, She'eni Yadua Shemotzi Dam. Some possible say, how can you allow a woman to be Mishamesh and Bible just like that with no mitzvah? just because maybe the Makkah is Motzik Dav. That's crazy. Supposedly. But the Rambam says no. On the other hand, the Raya Brewer in the fact that what? That she had the Vestas Kavua. That this is not Dav Nidus. So they're fighting it out, the two giants. The Rambam and the Shach are fighting it out. Which of these two indications should we follow? The indication that what? The indication that it's Shalom Vishat Vesta, which is indicated in the Kula, or the lack of an indication that the Makkah, that we have a Makkah that you do a Shemot Sitam, which will lead us to the Churban. So they're fighting this one out. I say, why are you getting involved with fighting? Go to the doctor. And then now, Baruch Hashem, a lot of expert doctors, and they can determine in almost all instances what the situation is. I mean, we assume that there is a Makkah. She knows there's a Makkah. So let them determine what is kind of a Makkah, her condition, whether it's a Makkah Hayadua Shemotia Da. She doesn't mean that the doctor swears that this wound causes Da. All he has to say is that he knows, he's seen in his experience such Makkahs, and in his experience, such Makkahs are very often cause bleeding, cause Da. Once he says that, that's already a Makkah Hayadua Shemotia Da, and then we have no longer involved in Makhloikas in the Ramah and the Shach. That's how, it's very hard to look if we make like the Ramah against the Shach of the Gedolim. Certainly you have no right to make like the Ramah if you have an option to determine if the Makhloikas is mostly that. So you have to try your best to determine this up. Yeah? No? The question. Another question.
Yeah,
it's
a different question.
What
the question.
The question of Nemanus HaRofim here, discussed right here. It's one of the big Pesachim Shuvah here. Long shmuel. I'm talking about. Do you believe a doctor? Do you trust a doctor nowadays? So I think it was one of the six parts, you know? Which one was it?
Sadi
Bey. No, Sadi Zion. How do you believe in? How do you know what to do with that? Sharofa Yisrael Kosher. Omer Shanodalah Bichokmas Arafua. Shemaka zul motia dam. Avo barofe akum. O Yisrael she'en Hashem a mitzvah. Zorach Ian. He made this much olof. Moshe Kassav no li'el. He cut the pehe. Oh, that's the one. One second. Whoa. What's pehe? Kosva poski. Ishichom. No. Yesh this much al rofe k'sha'omer. Who did draw my poski? Sibre Tara, Abne Nezer, Chazanish, etc. K'sha'omer. Page nun at top. Shabari lo, sheyesh la mak. Behind the uterop of you, the cushion. Abarofe akab o yisrael, shen shom a mitzvah nechus la poskin. Here's the shabbat. The yesh omrim, shach aleim, yesh the smoke, the whole, the umnim heim, chazok aleim, lo mari umnu sayu, la hagit sheker. Although we had a couple years ago, we learned chulin, no? Those are one of the big things we had. The kfela. That the umen lomar and umen nesayel, lomar and avshayel, that someone would not intentionally give a misstatement in his profession, because he could, you know, malpractice it. Throw a book at it. Aval yesh cholkim is there. V'tom she'en l'smoch al devran, she'chashudim heim l'shaker, she'en shikram osu l'zbara kol kak. V'gav kama amaslos l'em yishmetu me'omer adat v'yidu b'zeh. But the Machlokes HaPoskim, can you rely on the doctors? We know on Shabbat, we rely on the doctors, and the doctor says it's Pikuach Nefesh, we run, what's the answer? That's something, about us. And the doctor might be telling the truth, and certainly tell her, correct. But he might be lying. On Shabbat, you run. But if we make it in the Shadow of Nida, not so fast. Alright, okay, perhaps. This is Shaila. The minig of, from what I was able to determine, speaking to Rabbonin, the minig of the poskim is manazeh is to be make on the Shaila and to rely on the doctors. If the doctors are asked directly, you know, is do I have a wound which is causing bleeding? The doctor says yes. The minig I think of the poskim is to rely on what the doctor says. Sometimes it's a checkup on the doctor. He, for example, says. Isha Hashoelas Etzal Arofe Tzorach Lios V'Mamet Echad HaChachamim Sheyisha V'Yachar Heitem Eichel Mahu Adov. I don't know. It doesn't work nowadays. But I've had experiences where I didn't understand what the doctor said. So I called him the doctor. My name is Rabbi Willard, and this patient of yours spoke to me, and it's very important for her to know, for she's an observant Jewess, and I want to know what is you know, and I give them, I grill them. You know, some of the woman is, the patient, a little bit, you know, shy. She's one, you know, she's newest, she's cunning. They don't want to talk too much. They don't want to probe too much. But the rabbi sometimes has to, you know, put them on the table. What do you mean by this? What do I don't know what this means? And I ask him 10 times. So he'll give me a straight answer. Yes? First of all, the husband, the chlal, is not permitted to be mistaken by Ofa Mokh. He's not allowed to be his wife's gynecologist if he is a gynecologist. He's not allowed to do that. But that's out of the question. Yeah.
A good question.
Why don't you just go out and determine what has been a study or not with some kind of exam? Good question.
Could be what they couldn't,
for whatever reason, I don't know. Good question. But even in the medical progress of those days, they were able to determine, he says, whether it's been a tzadim or not. So why don't you determine it? I mean, tzadim or not, just find out. Is it not a tzadim or not? I'm not sure. Good question. Could do it, whatever reason could do it, I don't know. We should add a very important point over here, which the Biurim explains here. In Dibra Masa Litlos. Very, very, happens very frequently. Isha shabodka atma. This is now in page Nuni and that. Biyad. Vihirgisha shesarta atma ba'osa moka v'tziponel. And she's doing an internal examination and she feels that she scratched herself. Umot adam b'bdikasa. Yichola litlos adam b'shvitasa shalom v'shazves. Ken kasa v'amein nidah v'madura tinyon. Bracket. With the Dakat Shalom Bishat Vesta, Mashmak Tzad, Shaina Matara, Brazil, Bisha Shiesh Leves, Ubadam also the Maka Shaina Yadua Shamotiada. On the Betrila Tva of Sham Kazar, to Kamaka Motiada. Kayesh Matara, Fila Bisha Shaina Veskavu, but Sarachim. Question the details of Sarachim. This is a very common child. Very common. That a woman sometimes can do a Bedika and she'll feel a scratch. And she feels that she scratched herself. And this is in effect the equivalent of a makah hayadua shemotov. Any yadua, yadua shemotidah. Ordinarily we say, well, she thinks I may have a cut. She's dreaming. But in this kind of situation where she felt that the thing scratched with a sharp surface, then we have to take this into account. It's very, very important. What happens is it's a frequent occurrence that this kind of shyness can exist. He's kind of shallow. We can be more makil as far as being told of a makkah. As a matter of fact, there are other situations where this might come up. Rav Moshe the Tshuva, in one answer to look at in Rabbi Ida Sefer, but a woman who is permitted by a rav because of various circumstances to use a contraceptive device called a diaphragm, which means that it's inserted deep to the top. And she sees a dam on this device. So what's the shalom? So Moshe writes that here it's nichlas the omek ma'od, very deep into the gufa isha. It can't be told anything else. It couldn't come from the aliyah and it couldn't come from the outside area. But to their Moshe, often when this device is inserted, there's a possibility of some kind of scratch being made by the woman inserting it. Rav Moshe writes, if that's the case, the woman says she felt an irritation or a scratch or something when it was inserted, then you can be told even harbeit. That's what I think is, I feel a harbeit people's down. It's based on the same thing as the Biurim is saying. There's grounds to assume that this is what happened, then you can assume it. There's another case this can happen. There's another kind of device that's sometimes used Someone's willing will apply certain substances, either for contraceptive reasons or other reasons, with an applicator. So I think that's the lotion they use. A little plastic. And they'll use it to sort of insert some kind of substance to haguf. That could also cause a scratch, because it's somewhat sharp. It could be that sharp to cause a scratch. And the skin is very sensitive over there. It's not like on the skin of the hand. You know, the sort of blunted plastic might still cause a scratch. And again, then it's the same over there. But if there's a reason to assume that there was some kind of feeling of a kind of scratch or pain or some kind of feeling like that, then again, it can be make ill and assume that it's this scratch, this maka, which caused the dam, even though we're not for sure that it's a maka at all. Ordinarily, if we should just think she may have a maka, we just disregard it. But here, there was a scratching action, so the poskim, Rav Moshe, and the Biurim, and other poskim, say we can have a greater right to be told that in fact there was a maka. It's a very important shayla. It's a very important shayla. Now, we spoke earlier about a isha sheyesh lo vestis or ein lo vestis. Now, I should already give away now a trade secret, which the poskim will talk about. That bezman hazeh, most women do not have what they call a vestis kavua. A vestis kavua, we'll see the details later on, means literally she sees every month the same interval, or the same day of the month. She acts like clockwork. Apparently, you get the impression of bezman gemara, that was common. She's even sort of the same time of the day. Because the Gemara says it was like clockwork in the old days. The Shana Vatvav, I guess, we don't have that anymore nowadays. You don't have a Vestis Kavua. So the heart, bad news. Almost every woman needs a Shein Lo Vestis Kavua. And therefore you have all kinds of problems. Allah Almighty with this sugya. And Lo Vestis Kavua, you have to be more machmir, even according to Ramah, etc.
There too. 10 days off.
Oh. So the poskim say, they talk about what they call the Vestis of the Trumas Hadesh. Someone asked you, what does that mean? This was a man. What do you mean the Trumas Hadesh? So the answer is that the Trumas Hadesh was Mechadesh of following Kiddush. So what happens if a woman will never see Dam less than 28 days? Never. Never. But then, once you go beyond the 28 days, it can vary widely. It could be 28, it could be 33, it could be 42, it could be any time. But never less than 28. Never less than 28. So the Truman Hadesh says that with any time until the 28th day, that she's in the status, the kula, of an Isha Shiesh Lovet. Truman Hadesh says. So the poskim say, if you saw in the later poskim, they quote from the earlier poskim, that if the woman has a vest, the Truman Hadesh is very common. Most of them have that today. They have a vest of Truman Hadesh, but then it's a range, right? So the poskim maintain that until the time that the minimum time of the Trumas Hadesh, she is treated as the status of Isha Sheyesh La Vestis Kavua, and therefore, according to the Ramah, she would be mutter, she could be tola, even in a Maka She'eni Dush of Motzidam. But again, as I said before, we always try to inquire anyway whether the Maka is Motzidam or not, therefore this is not all that critical. We'll stop here, but then we also respect the fact of the Ramah. Next thing. Moshe has a case. Simon Kuf Pei Zai and Sif Pei. I'm going to talk about a spec thing. Sopek im adam and amokar om and asodim. Alina Mamaka become spec spec. Stopping men at Sodom and Amoka. This is the Lord of Men Amoka. Shema Hu Men Amaka. So before I go any further, I want to discuss with you for a minute. What do you mean Amaka in the Moka? What do the words mean? But the Dam and Amoka is automatically Dam Nido. So the answer is no. See from the Gemara is not so. Gemara talks about Maka Bavaka, said the Gemara yesterday. So, Hilchos Nidah Barav Hashem and Eider, to go to the letter of the Chazon Ish, to find what is a Maka Bavaka. It means a scratch. So with Zam Kam, just as it would come from a pet abagufa. Could be, I said before, some of the anatomy. So the uterine line, which fills up and then sheds as the cycle waxes and wanes. But it also could be a cut in the, I don't know what you call it, behind the lining. It must be some kind of a layer of skin, which is there constantly. There all the time, not just when the, you know, the cycles are going up and down. It's a constant. If there's a cut there, the dam doesn't come out the same way. But that has nothing to do with lining. So therefore, that would be considered dam mak. I was looking at my Blumengrenz and Sefer yesterday called Geffen Poria. He has a whole discussion there of various medical procedures and what their impact is on the Chasnida. And he comes to the conclusion that nearly all of them, if there's bleeding, we should be makil and say that it's dam mak. Because these kind of procedures will very likely cause scratching or scraping, not of the lining, but of the skin itself. Rabbi Blumenkranz, the same is right over there. Right in front of you. Let me show you the same thing. Visual aid. A new book today called Geffen Poria. And in the Sefer he discusses all kinds of medical tests, which if they take place, are likely to cause dam, and in most instances, the dam would not be considered all kinds of details. So we're not experts in the medical dimensions of medical influence. Let's take a look over here. The again, chapter 1. Talk about some of these things. Paragraph 14. We'll go on discussion of some of the real details. Paragraph 23. So we have to look at a whole bunch of names of different procedures. Okay, let me know. Okay. So getting back to the spec bag, okay? That's what we're discussing now. Yeah. Right, it's a petza, and it bleeds like a petza. I assume what he means it's not an aligning. But if a doctor goes in and does a procedure, and by doing so he takes out a piece of the uterine lining, which they do sometimes to test, you know, various things, that is considered damnida. We should not say that damnida is only triggered by the endocrine cycle. Most poskim say it's not true. Some want to say it's not right, and that kind of thing. Most disagree that also. And they say that as long as the dam is in the lining, even if it's taken out officially, it would be considered dam nida, either the rice or at the very least with the rabbon. Only if it's a mak, which is not in the lining at all, just in the peta. Well, I don't know. No one is exactly sure what that means. I don't think it means dam. I don't know. It doesn't seem that way. Dam chibud. Sure, dam chibud. The question of Dam Chim is the right of the Rabbanon, I think he speaks about it over here. The Mice that does, period. No, in the uterus, and then the line goes up and, you know, gets bigger and smaller. But there's something behind it. What is the lining attached to?
The lining is the surface?
Right. If here's the surface, so let's say as the month goes on, it keeps getting bigger and, you know, thicker and thicker and bigger. But there's something which remains, you know, all the person, all her life remains.
Right.
I mean, probably even there before she turns 12, after she turns 80, still there, something there. That's not a lining. That's the uterus itself. I mean, I don't know the precise term for it. So that's just, I also have a cup. You got a cut in your head. I don't think you have a cup. So that bleeding has nothing to do with that's Makkah the Malkah. That's how I understand the Chazon Ish. Yes, Shofaret is a different story. Shofaret is going to determine whether it's Min HaMokah or Min HaTzod. Shofaret is not going to be able to determine if it's Min HaMokah whether it's a Makkah or not. Good point. What Jonah's saying is that if the doctor goes and pulls something out, that should be considered a shofaris, and it should be tor. That may be true, but what it almost inevitably happened is, if he takes it out the shofaris, the war will come out an hour later, not the shofaris. No question about it. I'm telling everything, and I'm saying it's coming. I'm saying I know exactly what happened. It happened under the doctor, but tell me anyway. Because that's Daman HaMokah. It's Dar Gosha, it's not Gosha, it's Dar Gosha, as the case may be. Yes? It's a good question. That's why Baruch Hashem is a rare thing. We don't hear about Rav Dam Achmas Tashmish. What's the connection to the Tashmish and the Dam and Amokar? It's wild. What kind of Svek Svek is this? You know what we call Svek Svek or what? What's the famous expression? Mishem Echad. You can make, as someone committing before, you can make anything in the world with Svek Svek. Anything shy in the world, you just draw two lines and say it's a Svek Svek. Yeah, that's crazy. Any something in the world can be a Svek Svek. Anything. Obviously, you don't count that. You know, that doesn't count as a Svek Svek. How do we have two separate Svekas, which are two different Shemas? That's what we call a Svek Svek. But if it's just one problem, and you want... I alluded to a little bit yesterday, but it's not exactly clear that it's true. That's the problem. And that is based on what we saw yesterday. It talks about Makar Makom Otomic. Makar Makom Otomic. So the Sidre Tara and Sukkot Test answers that we pass in Makar Makom Otomic. And Al Gemara seems to imply that what? What does Gemara seem to say? It's out of love. But if Makar Makom Otomic, then what? So the Dam is what? Dam is Tamei, even though it's, she herself is not neither. So we can make the following Svek Svek. What was the Kash? What's the difference if it's a Dam Makkah of a Mokka or a Dam Makkah of a Tzodim? It's exactly the same thing. In both cases, she's Luteris. It's a fake. It's not really a Svek Svek. It's not the same thing. If it's Dam and a Tzodim, not only is she Luteris, but the Dam is also Tor. It's like a wound in the pinky. And that's Tzodim. It's not in the also not in the Mokka. But if it's Dam, Mokor, Dam Makkah, the Mokor, although she herself would be Torah, but the Dam would be what? Would be Torah. may have understood, I alluded to a little bit yesterday, but it's not exactly clear that it's true. That's the problem. And that is based on what we saw yesterday. It's called Mokar Makom Otomik. Mokar Makom Otomik. So the Sidre Tara and Sukkot Tet answers that if you pass in Mokar Makom Otomik, and Al Gemara seems to apply that what? What does the Gemara seem to say? The Tara of Love. But if Mokar Makom Otomik, then what? Because the Dam is what? The Dam is Tomei, even though it's she herself is not neither. So we can make the following connection. What was the kash? What's the difference if it's a dam maka of a mokka or a dam maka of a donim? It's exactly the same thing. In both cases, she's muteris. It's a fake. It's not really a spec. It's not the same thing. If it's dam and not donim, not only is she muteris, but the dam is also tor. It's actually like the wound of the pinky. And that's donim. It's not from the also not from the mokka. But if it's dam maka of a mokka, although she herself would be Torah, but the dam would be what? Would be tamei. That's not called a tvek tvek of Hashem Echad, because they're two different shalas. One is the dam tamei atar. Isn't it Saloma the dam? How you phrase it right? One is the dam tamei atar, and isn't it Saloma the dam is tamei, and she tamei atar. That's phrased exactly that way, but since there could be any nafkamina or whatever, that's considered a tvek tvek of Mishnei Shem. That's what the poskim maintain. So that kasha is more or less resolved except in one problem. Shver Rambam. Rambam says passes Mokom Makom Otomei, and he still passes the Dam is Tor. So I get involved in two of it, I don't want to get involved in that. That's too complicated. But it is because the Pasuk of Teret is given by the class left one, and based on the Gemara before of Mokom Makom Otomei, and the Dam will be Tomei.
That's enough. Regarding one of the Tahar, the Shema,
because
of
Dam,
like one thing.
Tahar, the who?
No. Yeah. It's still the same Echad applies, because regardless of the fact is that any Makir, she's Tohar.
On the contrary, the Gabay Tuma, there is no Spectre. There's only one substance. So there's Dam Minha Mokor, the Dam is Tomek. The Dam is Tomek. Right?
Do you think it's just renaming the Dam? That's all you have to do?
All you have to do is make any nafkamina. The postman wants you have to look at the rabbis here. How many have a few rabbis here? Look at Chloe Svek, and Simon Kuf Yud. They're talking about the long shots there. When it tells you if there's any nafkamina between Suffolk A and Suffolk B, it's not really not a Svek Svek and Mishem F. That's the cloud of the postman. I'm not going to the cloud right now. Good. That's right. Trick. As long as the relevance of the Mashiach will come,
Right.
That's already two different things. It's more right to be an Afkamina in theory, etc. It's a relevance, it's good. It's fine. Okay, so there's a problem, which the Bari Shulchan raises over here. Mapidom, that's the question we use today. Mapidom, the Dab Kaz Minas Sodom, yeah.
So, when the Dam is coming, once it gets to the
Makar,
you're saying Makar
is coming. No. I think once it's the Dam is not so. If Makar is coming, she has a Makar, the Dam is coming, and she is Torah. That's exactly what the Gemara says. The Dam is coming, because it's presumably going to touch the Makar, or whatever other reason, but she personally is Torah, which is silent. That's the Chah. Okay. So the problem is Mapidom. Well, suddenly we start worrying that maybe the Dam is Minas Sodom. We never consider it a possibility. You'd be a Karman if Dam is found. We don't assume that there's any Maka Minas Sodom. That's the Friday HaShulchan as discussion from the earlier Rishach wrote. Sukkot and Pei Tet. I'm a Parshim discussion. I didn't start on Pei Nun. I'm a Parshim discussion with Sefek Svek Azu Shel Haramo. The Lama is the topic. We have no right to assume this. Your shop is the stop of Adam Bo Gam Kemi shop. I'll have to the idea on Shamaka Bavokar. An interesting term. If you can't just assume like that, it's a Shamaka Bavokar. But if you know there's a Maka, there's a Maka of the sun. If you know there's a Maka, you're not sure where it is, then it's very likely the Maka is the sun. Then have a Svek Svek. Because we know there's a Maka. Ordinarily, if I have Korban, we don't know there's any Maka. But here we know there's a Maka. So it's very shy, because the Maka is the most basic answer of all. That's the title of the name. Om Das Robach, won't it? The first of your Amor. Dakshio Das, Shamaka, the Makora. It's still a Svek Svek. That's the Pash Lashon of the Ramah's Mashma that way. That's this Maka is known to be in the Maka, because that's what we're talking about until now. Right? We never mentioned anything about a Maka, but all of a sudden we just raise this possibility now. So the Yesha comes for a time of death. Sharamo, Mairi, Dafka, Barah, Maka, Bishas, Pashmash. We're now trying to answer the Ramah how he's making, even though there's no reason in the world to assume that there's a Maka of a sudden. Why all of a sudden do we assume it? As was just mentioned just a minute ago, it's so unlikely and abnormal. It's beautiful. He's saying that, look, the woman has tashmish and she sees that. Now we know most women are thank God normal. So what's that if she sees that? It must be she has some kind of an infection in the prosa. I mean, it makes perfect sense. What? That's true, but wrong case in a wrong Akhatashmash either. It's alright, it's nothing. But look at this, but it's a tremendous chumra. It's a tremendous chumra, this Gevaldik of Pshat. Why is it a chumra? Well, if he's there, Beroesh alo Makhatashmash, lo tiha Ramah. That's the case, Ramah's cool only work in a situation of raw Makhatashmash. Right? It's kind of paradoxical. She has a relation with the husband, and then she sees down, usually we say, tremendous chumra, Gevaldik is so panicky. Then have that a cool, because then we can have more likely to attribute to the talk of a bit prose of it. That's done. The yesh chikos of a tamarama, the alpha gaz is sovereign, and that's done. Have you rack me uto? Have suffix, have shade of the shaman, and I'm not going to have you suffix and chuckle. When we start from the shaman made us fake, it's the hat to be in the next fake. Would you curious them a tamarama off? So there's no mapless, there are shalom mapless. Now, what's the scot? Must both Svekas be Shkulin? Must both Svekas be 50-50? That's a big shout and confusion. They call it Svek Svek. He quotes, I think it's from Chayadam, that you don't have to have both Svekas 50-50. As long as one is 50-50 and the other one is even, I don't know, 90-10, I don't know, whatever it is, it pushes it over the brink, because Svek Svek could be on Rove or something like Rove, and therefore, then one subject is 50-50, then you have another subject which is 11-50. It works. We have a Gemara, I think. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara talks about Mapilos, Chorim and the Kevas, and all the Sugas and Yavamis and elsewhere. So some of the first language was Svek, you know that the Hapala is not a 50, boys and girls are 50-50, but miscarrying is much less. Some people say it's Svek-Svek anyway with the same idea, as long as one is 50-50, the other subject could be even a smaller one. Okay. You don't play wrong. That's the question. Whenever you have Svek-Svek, I don't want to get into that opinion there. Other than that, not really. Of course, another mitigating factor is found here in Sivkot Sadiala, in the body of Shulchan. He doesn't raise this factor directly to answer his question, but it might possibly answer the question. Sadiyalav is talinim b'makam b'kov svek sveka yesh akosu shalot tzomach haramol l'tar b'kov svek sveka du elok shirosa shalot b'har gosh shem tzumato l'mishabon k'kol shirosa shashot k'li men adam lo tzumato b'har gosh inah b'gosh et kinchot tzomach b'kosvav b'chitona shal b'yter rechom l'mato adam. In this case avu heiko adu yesh lachush shirgisha b'riyato adu nebotka b'tzap b'omek mato adam odi yesh lachush
Then all the case, then all summer for a molotar. All the subjects are right. And
the Bayah Shulchan is noted to be machmer this way, lalo. Of course, if this is true, it helps answer the original question. I just, it's not really a perfect specs maker. He's saying that the Raya said it's no problem. But it's really only the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim can say, well, what we'll do one Tzadik is Mutter with the Rabbanim. But then that's because the Mishnah said we made Chumras. But all right, but any little specs maker called to, even though it's not, it wouldn't measure up to the standard of specs maker at the Raya level, but maybe it would work to knock out the Indian, the maximal problem is only the Rabbanim. I think it's not a bad idea, although he, Bayah Shulchan doesn't use it to answer this question. I'm not sure what any of the Chumras do, but I think we can use this to answer the original question. Okay, this takes care of the famous sex maker in the Ramah. Now, if you look, some of the men had a Mishnah Berurah where he kind of had a big chumrah. It's against some of the churches, I'm not sure why it should be so. Very often, women have a problem with bleeding and send it to a doctor. And the doctor determines it's a marker. The doctor is a marker here, tell you it's a marker here. So, seems to me, if it's a marker, so obviously we can attribute the doctor to the marker. So the Mishnah Berurah says, yes, you can, but only Mikanel HaBot. But any damage that you saw yesterday, you cannot say, well, now the doctor says it's a marker here, so we can attribute yesterday's doctor to this marker. That's what he says. That's in Sifkot and Ayin in Mishnah Berurah. Only he says she had a lot of kaev or tsar, then he can be making even the mafrei. In most cases, he says kaev or tsar anyway, so there's a tsar loss even according to his chumrah. I'm not exactly sure why the chumrah should be in the first place. No, so much she shouldn't have to go to the mikvah. A woman says, I know what's going on here, I'm close with the rabbi, all of a sudden I see tablets, it's the wrong time of the month, what's going on? So the first thing is to go to a doctor. So the next one, I'm going to the doctor, I can say, you have a map. So I would say, no, we got Dayam Ochicha, for Gwaii Ladova, that map is what caused the dam yesterday. He won't say no, unless you have a Kevatar. I don't know why it should be so, but that's what he says. In most cases, Kevatar anyway. Yes. Right. If it heals, you're in trouble.
No, so maybe you
can
assume that if you see
a mock-up, maybe
that'll get what
she
saw yesterday
is
not
a mock-up. Ah, because it usually heals quickly. All right. That's how you have. I don't know. It don't always heal quickly. It's always heal quickly. Yes?
Why would we say the specs make you only need only one step in the country? In that case, when you have specs, well,
one subject
maybe
50% easier.
The other
subject is
even more
easier. No, but that helps. I don't understand you. If you have two shadows, shadow A and shadow B, one is a 50-50 shadow, one is a 90-10 shadow. What are your chances altogether? No?
62. No.
What are your chances? 55-45. Right? Good enough. Shut it off. What other way? There is no other way.
The 90%
is the chumrah. Good, 90% is the chumrah. The 50% of that is the kula. It's still 45. All right, which way you go? It's going to be only 45. What? I made it in math. Wait a minute. What's going on here?
95.5.
What are you talking about? Once you have a 50-50 something, you can't. There's no way it can be more than 50% of the chumrah.
I'm saying 95.5.
20%. Turn off the tank. Let's say the let's say that this woman is, you know, has a mock, and the mock is not going to heal so fast. She's going
vice.
I'm going to start making makas in the tough goof of it. But that's never a din of neither for the rest of her life. What's that all for? So take care of that problem. Ramon says it doesn't work. Ramon says that Bishas Vesta, she is Asura. The Imlokane, as he puts it very sharp, low to time of the Ola. The woman has never been smeared forever. This is possible. obviously she's going to be tamei. So when she has a, when a period is expected, she is asur. She's asur. Of course, this is a case of stam. We have no way of determining where that comes from. However, if she knows, she says, I'm telling you, I promise, I feel the dam is coming, is dripping from the mouth. She has a sensation. And she will tell it, even Bishat Vesem. Even Bishat Vesem. The Pitzchuvah suggests that if Shazvesta comes and she's not margish anything, then she's Tahor. I'll say to Loki and Lotatama, all of not true. She'll be Mitana whenever she feels the dam. She feels a monthly period. Okay? And therefore, that would be the halacha. Unless she's such a woman, when the period comes, she feels nothing also. That's the Baal HaShulchan to the Urim, so then it would, then the Svar would not hold on there. Then the Svar, which comes from another Yehuda, would not apply. There's another question of this Svar of the local time, what does it say? Does it say only when her original tumor came from Dam Vadai? Or even if it only came from projected stuff like that? That's another question. The Urim raises. This case of the local time, what does that Svar say? When the dam was originally Bale Dam Nido, or that even said when the original Tumma came from last month, lost the time of the old one, when it came from the question of Vestas. So the pupils are long pupils, Vestas, the right, the Vestas, the Rabbonim. Good introduction to the next page, Mount Recovers, when we're discussing what Indian Vestas is. I should add, before I go any further, that the Poskim say, based on the Shulchan Aruch, the Zion says, in called man she bodekes b'chol achorim v'asdokim. Ein emotet tzomim, ki yim emotam echad, v'stodim, yesh litlo sham mimakha she b'oto tzad bo. Okay? The kol shkeni mageshet b'shat tzidika k'shino gad, k'shat abokam u koeb lo tzad, u b'shat achorim v'asdokim, ein emageshet keib klas. This is very, very important, critical kula. Because here on the case, very often the mimakha v'stodim is in one side. And she got capable of isolating the side. Whatever, right, left, whatever it is. And she can do a bedika, and a bedika always is totally extremely separate on one side. That's considered the post to say, Amaka, if you do a Shabbat Yidav, it's another borrower. But this is what exists. This is very, very important, I'll tell you why. Because you may have seen in the post game, which relates to this tip, Shimon also relates to this tip of Hesekar and Shimon Akim. As a question, we're discussing here a woman who's Becheska's parent. She went to the mikvah and she's Tahor. We're now wondering, should we render it to become Tomei or not, based on what we see here with Makkas and all kinds of stuff. What happens if you start the other way around? She's Becheska's Tumah, she had a monthly period. And now we're trying to make a Tahor all about. So you may have seen the Ma'am of Tumah a little bit, you may know, she didn't have the Tarmah, she has a Kiyam, and she's three clean Tzidikas. She can't ever get a clean Tzidikas. She can't, because she has a Makkas. So the many posts would say she's Asura for life. That's all. Asura for life. When do we make it on her over here in our case? Because she started off being Tahor. The honeymoon's going to last for a few weeks. Then the first time appears in the camp, she has through it for life. Because she can't become Tahor. That's what some posts can say, no joke. But the only counter to that is, which the other posts can have is, that not the first one's about Machloit, but that's true or not, we'll get to that later. But even since Salam al-Khumra on that issue, the posts can maintain it about this. But Urim says, others say, that she finds it always on one side, then you can even tire, even what? Even as a hefek tire or a shim in a key. Because it's obvious. It's a bedik in a kiya. So the reason for the machmirim is that look, true you can be tola, but hefek tire requires it should be naki. And shim in a key requires naki. So here, alright, you can't say it's tola, but it's not naki either. It's neither nor. Like I say, by oinis. Oinis is, you know, it's like it's not something happened, but it's not something. You don't have it. So what could it help you, the fact that you could be tola, hidden in a hair? You still don't have a bedik in the key. No good according to some achron. But the only saving grace according to those achron is this kind of situation. That if she can ascertain that she's nucky everywhere except for one little prat, that is the medik in the kiyah. Because it's 99%, it's whatever X% is nucky, and that
place is obviously coming from a makkah. That's called a bedik in a kiyah. Some parts of the face should cover it up and then check the rest, like we had in Kuf Sadi Aleph. Whether that's required or not is not the point. The point is that there's a way out. The cholah there, even if they're not mirim, even if she has a makkah, she wants to become tahor lebala, you can have shivin akim and esek tara if it could be isolated in one side, which is very frequent. Very frequent today, it can be isolated on one side. Right? This is an important consideration, because going to a doctor wouldn't help, according to many people, to the tire, unless it can be isolated. Others disagree. They say, like, she can't figure out where it's coming from exactly. So many people don't make it anyway. But it's not so push. Therefore, to avoid shayla, to avoid getting involved in the big machloek of tapostim, the shayla, real shayla, the raisa, it would be advisable to try to isolate it on one side if that can be done. Most infections, inflammations, wounds are on one side. It could be a case where she has a kind of vaginitis, some kind of thing which could be, you know, spread throughout the entire. Maybe that wouldn't apply to school, and then you have to worry about the shayla, the chol tachav and dav, the other. But when it can be isolated, the poskim are all seem to be in agreement that you can be made. Okay? Good.
That would
claim the makkah lover. Well, makkah lover you can't isolate, for sure. You can't get in there.
No, I'm saying, but they need the dav to
stop the makkah lover. Nah. I can't imagine why I should have it. Other than the mother comes out and, you know, down the... I guess maybe you're right. Theoretically, maybe he's right. Maybe there's a dam on one side of the mother and then all the line is all over. I can't possibly imagine. Stands up, down. I can't believe that. It's impossible to imagine. I don't believe it. But doctor says so. I'll take his word. But until he tells me, I don't believe it. Okay. This is... Now, look. Now, the okay. Okay. There are protim and tivzai, which the Bar Yeshiva talks about in Kuf Yud Ches. Talks about what is exactly referring to this kula, which of tarefa. Is it talking about all the yadua sheish namaka? Or does it even apply where, in a situation when any Yadua Shemel Sheyesh Lamaka, many Pasim are Mekel. That's how the quote is Bach and Aklesi and others who are Mekel. That if you know that it's only found on one side, that itself is the right of the Maka. You don't see any other evidence. That's the Chorai Barua. Any time it comes from the Maka has to be seen on all sides of the Froza, by definition. Therefore, there's a good sad God of the Hokel, kind of, even though he says Nir Hachmak Kadeh Kamaita, but the other posting will note that the Hokel and the Shabbat. Yeah, it's better to go to a doctor and find out. But if you can't, it's still a sad the Hokel in the situation.
Catch.
I didn't catch what he said.
What?
He wouldn't offer which for me.
No, he said before that
it's
not,
the
Shmiya
doesn't work
by
Zayin Akim. Different question. Right. We say it doesn't work by Zayin Akim, not because we're trying to be cruel to her. Just that we say that by Shivan Akim, you have to have a Kumba say, or a Deacon Akim. This is another thing. There's an absence of Dan Eden. More than that, you have a Deacon Akim. Sounds like Bris Keter, but it's not. Maybe it is also, but it's even before Bris Keter was said. You have to have a Kumbah say, or you'll not. We'll get to this later as we go on. Okay. Finally, the last five words in the Ramon Tefet, which caused a lot of problems. I mean, it's a great kula, but I mean, figuring out pshat is problematic. Uksamim tola b'cholim. Remember, we had the Ramon, so many complications, right? How many permutations he had? Let's go. Chazal, one more time. What is that? Makas yadua shemoti dam. So you can be make all the time, except for if you invest the time. Since everyone agrees to it, even the Shabbos, right? Am I right about that? The Shabbos disagreed at that point. I don't think the Shabbos argued at that point. Makas yadua shemoti dam. Then the Ramah has all kinds of shorts. One shor, yeah, was what? The what? Shalom b'shat vesta. We can be making it.
Then another pshara you have is what? With respect to fake, you can be mekel in some cases. There's all these gyrations here. It's only by a rear. But by a katam, it's called a b'cholinya. B'cholinya. As the Bar Yeshulchan explains what it means. It means afa kolam makosa afa gav she ain yadua makosa maltidam, and even if there's no vest, even if it's b'shas vest, it's only a make of a chlap. Period. As a matter of fact, the Tzitzkei Tshuva says in the Kotel Amidalit that you make it even by a keev, even if you don't know for sure there is a mak. Before we said by a ria, you have to have a mak. Without a mak, you don't get started. Here's another cooler. You don't even have to have a makah for sure. All you need is a ka'ev. A ka'ev suffice. A ka'ev suffice. This is the issue over here. Problem will be, what will happen if she sees a cat on the akatash? What are you doing over here? You're being matah or labayla. What are you doing here? That's what's happening. You're being matah or labayla. And she has some. So we're assuming that she's at the Ksarim because it's not such a substantial flow, it's not on the undergarment. So we assume that we can be more likely to be tola in the Makkah, even if it's any Dush Lot Tidam or it's a cave. She can be matal about it. Very nice. What can happen the next day? She's going to see again some. Even more likely she's going to see some. You see, there's a Makkah that is started. Now can you be made? But the answer is no, you haven't gotten too far. I mean, if you make her once, boom, she's going to go away to the Mikvah again. So the answer obviously is, get the impression from Ramah he was making even the Akatash. I didn't say it's just a one-time heaven. So the question becomes, why? Why shouldn't we think of what the Mepharshim said? Why shouldn't we worry that what? That the Hagosha, because of what? Of Roadam, of Hagosha's Shamash, which you may confuse. This is what the Beurim speaks about here on page Nun Dalit in the Ramaskalu Summit. Maybe should have also been in the Maharam Kalmud after the little bit to see the Mishnah Brewers. Alright? He talks about it. He says it's supposed to be Sidre Tower. It's around 7 lines at the bottom of the page. But with Sidre Tower, pick for that. Ad Khan, Lo Mikalina Biksamim, Elamishim, Lo Argisha, Vain Elamidrabana. I will help us to start out the little Shibishata Tashmish Hayadam, with his Gala Hamaka, there Tashmish. In Cain, Nechu Shema Rosa Bar Gosha. The Stava Dar Gosha Shamish Hab. Vavich Shoshan Dar Reit. Because I got a Lomek Lina Kula the Tzomim. What's the whole part here? Why is the Tzomim better? Because he now came from Tzomim what? He's assuming that what? That there's no, we'll come to that. That there's no Har Gosha. But once what? Once you have Tashmish, you're ready to shout of Har Gosha. That's the problem. The problem. So you give the Terek. What do we need? This is the Sidre Tara of Kasha. So it goes from near Zaiti, near Ein Gach Shasha Darayt. Why? Look at it. So Yam Ritza Hu Dam Nidam Im Kora Ein Omrim Bo Shabo Bishat Tashmish Elan Amid Nosa Bechet Kos Tara Betav Sinan Shadam Bo Ze Atak Shem Etzoto Uke Moshe Kosab Kosab Achazan Ish. What does it mean? It's very unlikely that the Dam Min Amok Rekam Is Makam Tashmish. It's a very unusual situation. If you're going to assume that the dam came from the makor, we would assume it probably came later. The nimtz shalav bano litzal sadam b'shas hatashmish ela the also tzad shudam makor shabano lo mashlo nitzal kolikor ki hatashmish garam shiavo madam and hatsadin the dam makor yesh tzal gam ken shiurim b'kod v'shein tzal tzal chas kastar adido. Yeah, the cheshbim which is worked out that in this kind of situation we should be making. Because there's no hargosha at the time of the Riyas Dam. It's hargosha, maybe Bishas Tashmish. So the next day she finds Dam. So what do you worry about? The Dam came in Hamokar. Came in Hamokar, probably came later. If it came later, it probably there's no hargosha. So when would we be Machmir then? So when would there, does Ramah have require all these Kurmif? You know, about the Sefeka with the Makashin is supposed to be Dam, with this, with that. That's only if it's done a Bedika. As the Bar Yeshulchan says, if the Bedika is done by Omek, then what? Is the Chashash Hagosh. The problem is only, what about Achavas Das, which you mentioned at the beginning of the Shir? You mentioned Achavas Das, Sivkoton, Sadi Aleph. says that the whole Ramah's cool over here is when she rots a shalom bargosha. When rots shalom bargosha, then you have to worry about all these complications, and then you realize all these complicated affairs, etc., etc. Wait! But according to what we just said now, rots and shalom bargosha, that's a kesem. And a kesem is told of a kolin, you don't even need a spek spek. This is the kesem somebody asked me earlier. This is kashem. My answer is that when the Ramah says to come in, the end of the sif, he doesn't just mean kesem, b'li hargosha. He means more than that. He means kesem, b'li hargosha, true, but also, what is the ancient litlo? It's a suffix where it's coming from. Except that, in other words, found on the undergarment, for example. So the previous Ramah is talking about where you know for a fact it came from the guf. That's exactly the case which the Bali HaShulchan gave in Tzadi Aleph. What example did he give? Shirosh HaShashat Zimena Dan Al Tzavach Bula HaKasha or Kincha Tzavach HaSafa Chitzona Shabbat HaLechem Al Tzadam Bali Ba'omek without Ba'omek. So in those kind of cases where there was no HaKasha, there was Bala HaMigufa, then Ramah is Matar with Svek. If it was Bir HaKasha, he wasn't Matar at all. And if it was not even about a megufa, it's about even without a spek spek. That's what the three madrigals have to say shot in the Rambam. Okay, this takes care of the sugya of Damaka and whatever parts of Rodan and Machan Tashri which we're going to discuss. Any questions you can ask?
Yeah.
Sure. If it's magi, according to the Chavazat, if she's mamish or gisha dam, or she had a hargosha dam nida, or whatever that hargosha means, then you could the Ramah is not making with his spec thing, because it's not really a good such a Kabbalah spec thing. If there was no, if it's a plain kesem found on the garment, so A is no argosha, and B is maybe me'alma, then the Ramah is making samadha, even without a spec thing. If it's vada megufa, b'li argosha, that's the case of what? Kincha b'chutz or ros or shoshos sadam, then the Ramah is making with a spec thing. If it's Vada Migufa B'li HaGosha, then there are more make of the spec spec. That's the kasha which we just raised, which is the viewer raised. So I got the impression it's like this. This is probably going to be discovered only later on. So we'll have to assume if the Dalash and the Malka really, it probably came afterwards. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think he's going from the Chazanish like that. Alright, that's what he's saying. Okay. Now, both of the next topic is a fairly short topic for us in our Limud, although it's a very complicated and difficult and important topic for a Rav who's passing these Shilas on a regular basis. Unless someone is a bookie, he should not get involved in passing these kind of shailas. This is the shaila of what is considered dam. Apialot. Now, Bismana HaMishnah HaGemara, to which Rabbonim were very great to Kiyim in Maras HaDam. They can be matzah, even things which to you and me look like red. Bismana Zeh, most poskim would never be matzah something which looks near red. So they say we're not Bekiyim, to be Mavkin between Dam Tomei and Dam Tomei Victoria, we're not a Kabbalah anymore. Suppose, because Ramosha Shalita and Tava Briyut was able to make these Havkonas. Some people told me they went to Ramosha with Shilas, and the skin just looked red. Ramosha said, this is Dam Tomei. Wow, this is a real sign of Godless. The Rabbanim, I mean, this is part of the tradition. Now they're supposed to say we're not just Bekiyim anymore, but apparently there are some poskim who have good Kabbalahs which they follow even today. Where did the idea come from that we're not Bekiyim anymore? So I have to look at the Rosh in the second parak. I assume you did. The Rosh in the second parak quotes the Gemara, the Mishnah. Hamisha Domim Tmeyan Bisha, Ha'odna Vashachar, etc., etc. Now, as someone pointed out to me earlier, they give you translations of the chapter, which need a Webster. I'm not exactly sure what some of these things are. In any event, the bottom line of it all is that we're not bekiyim. What are we not bekiyim in? Take a look in the last five lines. Ubedoros halalu ein boki b'maras adam elishon al chachmato lahafen bein dam dam ledam. Rafila bein mechach me'ashas toyu bein avachachom mishin hoyu limnoyim min liro zomim. Koshken o idno she'en atar shum dam anot l'maria nubit. In lo, she'en lovon the yorok k'mari hazah. What does yorok mean, by the way? Interesting, one word of yorok. What is it?
Yellow.
I like to call it in elementary school. Yorok is green. Yorok akarsi is green. Yorok hasarim is green. But yorok means yellow. There are many, many rites. You must bring some of them here. You talk about it. Oh, play some shots. Yorok means yellow. Okay, of course, yellow is a very common dama yorok. Dama yorok. I don't know if it's in history, but yorok is dama yorok. Huh? But akavim, mahal, and chachamim, but charamim, and every kind of thing, it was a really serious stuff. This is ma'aseh b'chol yom, dama yorok. This is a yellow discharge from the mokar. Happens all the time. This we pass in as mutter, and even as manazeh, you have a right to be making. That's the Russian. Only if it's red, then you can no longer. You can no longer have a right to be made. Of course, not a question becomes, where do you draw the line between yellow and red? You have a spectrum of colors, that's the right word. So you have yellow and you have red. What's in between? Orange, brown. All these things are somewhere in between on the spectrum. So what do you do in this kind of situation? Well, so, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about brown. Doesn't say one word, not a word. The Pesachei Tshuva, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Pei Ches, where this whole Indian is found, and it's quoted by the Mishnah Sofrim there, and the Bali HaShulchan quotes a little bit too, talks a lot about brown. Why he talks so much of this happens every day? It's a very, very common shaila. Because the Zman HaZeh, the Dora Salolo, there's a lot of mucus. It's considered a Zavativi. As a big serious problem. What's the law? Take a look at it. The front of the Bali HaShulchan, page I and A. It says, well, Indian marriage will come in, sleep with Arman, Tomashka, and Kavit. Anikra Mara Puroim, Nefesu Apostle, Sheyesh Mekilimbo, Shesovim, Sheyesh Bonatil, the Odeh, or the Shochah, Sheyesh Machmirimbo, Shesovim, Sheyesh Bonatil, the Maratom, who the DNA is the Hokkah of them, who was Prophet Manazesh, Sheyesh Kama Fulshok, the Noshim, or Gilim, the Maratom, from Nachmar Aleim, or Yukul, the Tolab Aleim, and forever. There's some women who have to say the brown, say it, straight through the month, they have brown, so they're going to be Machmir. That's it. It's all over. Have to get divorced. Om nam dashi kari advaram if it's that kosher the kavnim b'tzad. She has to tie b'tzad ma'usim. She'll amat. Obviously, once when the rabbi wanted to speak to the Mattel paint company to get from their color chart 150 kinds of charts and gradings from red down to the brown and to give a psak to do it as a handbook. That these 75 atom, these 75 atom. I don't think it ever came to be that project. It's very hard to...
If you print it, it gets faded.
Whatever. It's a problem. It's very hard to be too specific. Okay? Ubifrat. Here's a big problem. This is a real problem. Shemara Adama Adam Atzma. Mama Shred. Shemisyad. I will say, but she got to be bodak the aid before. That's been aid at bodak, because she's supposed to be wearing... Doesn't matter. Thread. And this can come from a variety of sources. One of my... the Rabbanim I spoke to told me a Meister, unbelievable, went on for weeks, for months, that there was a problem of red. He kept saying, it looks like a thread. Where did it come from? He couldn't track it down. Turned out, I think she had a red bathrobe that she used to wear. And threads are very small, they get picked off, and then they find their way out to her fingers, and find their way out to any of those small places. Be very careful to the psak of these shalas, halacha l'maaseh. In this context, we sometimes want to use a magnifying glass. Not lahakir, lahakir. You know, I'm going to get magnifying glass, but lahakir, that makes no use. I mean, we don't look at magnifying glass and say, it's a little bit sorrow. So if you want it to be mavarah, is it really a thread? So you look through a glass and somebody can just take it off. If it would be done, it would leave a thing. You just pull it off, and in the case, again, most of the time it was red. Again, it was a chokhmah which requires a lot of training and expertise before a person gets involved in passing the area of halal. We'll stop here. The netter on Sunday, we'll start the Dinner of Hefetz Tara, and